This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Plans to build a 48-bed male alcohol recovery center on the 1400 block of Stubbs Avenue in Monroe have come to a halt. Owners of Legacy Recovery Services wanted to purchase a building for over $1 million, but the Monroe City Council voted against that plan last night. The plan only garnered one yes vote from Councilwoman Gretchen Ezernak. Early voting for the November 8th election is underway through next Tuesday. In addition to congressional and local races, there are eight constitutional amendments. Today, we'll take a look at Amendment 3 with Public Affairs Research Council's Stephen Propicio. As it stands, employees who are civil servants cannot now engage in any political activity.
They can't do anything with electioneering. They can't support or endorse a candidate. They can't make donations. This amendment would allow them to be in ads or photos with their family.
He says the proposed amendment would also let civil service employees attend campaign events during their off-duty hours.
And just sort of makes sense that if someone's in your family, they should be in an ad with you.
He says it's a long list of family members, and it's very inclusive. On the flip side, he says there are some concerns about eroding protections for state employees.
Whether it would be undermining the civil service system, which is there to provide sort of a layer of protection between politicians and the employees that have to actually implement whatever the elected officials have.
The change would affect 51,000 state and local employees. State Treasurer John Schroeder says there are tens of millions in the unclaimed property fund in Louisiana, and he wants to reunite the money with its rightful owners. Schroeder says the database of people with money waiting for them continues to grow.
This year, there's about 62,000 new potential claims in the program, over $44 million.
Newspapers across the state began publishing the list of persons with unclaimed money received by the state between September 2021 and August of this year. Schroeder says the state treasury department is responsible for returning that money to Louisiana citizens.
Everything that's left over will stay in this trust fund, and it's used to generate money for the state general fund, so it's a win-win for everybody.
Unclaimed property money can be from unpaid life insurance benefits, forgotten bank accounts, uncashed payroll checks, stocks, dividends, rent, or even utility deposits. The state gets to keep the interest on the account, but the money has to be returned to the people. This is 90.3 KEDM Monroe, a public radio service of ULM.